5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Hello, hello, welcome. My name is Will Johnson, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. Thank you for joining me. Socialist utopia. Yes, we're going to talk about the left. Of course, we're going to talk about the left because they are the ones who's destroying America. But do me a favor. I just had it up on the screen. Hit that like button, share this video, copy the link to the video, and text it to someone you know. Text it to somebody. I'm always saying that, especially because people, that's how we get past all of the censorship. Because, see, they're not censoring your text. They can't censor your text yet. So if you copy the link to this video and then text it to somebody, it will do a tremendous amount. And don't be confrontational with it. Just say, hey, check this video out. What do you think he's talking about here? Because I don't want to like physically fight with anybody. I just want to show information to people that they may not see anywhere else. That's it. It's a different point of view than what they have been receiving from the mainstream media. That's all it is here. So thank you again so much for smashing that like button. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I have some very interesting things to show you here. And first of all, we're going to get into how they're attacking our children. And if you notice, I put on there Romans 1, 24, 25. Now, me putting that on there is probably going to cause the left to come unhinged, to come unglued. It's God's word. It's, I didn't write it. God inspired it, wrote it in the Bible. It's there, and it applies to what they are trying to do to our children and to our country. And I'm going to get into some of that. So I don't want to come across like, and I don't want people to think that, oh, Will is bashing. Will is talking about people doing something, living a certain way. That's not it at all. See, if you're an adult and you want to live a certain way, that's between you, whoever it is you're with, and God. You don't need me. See, people get upset with me because I don't want to play along or I don't go along with their way or their lifestyle. I'm not asking anyone to go along with mine, so don't force me to go along with yours. The problem that I have with it is when you start introducing stuff to children. You're not doing this as a good thing to children. What you're doing to children is a bad thing. I remember, you know, years ago when I was a teenager, even just younger than that, I remember when they would talk about these adults showing up to the playground, and then they would end up calling the cops. They would end up having to call the cops because certain adults would show up at the playground because, hey, what are you doing here? These are kids. Leave the kids alone. Today, that has been reversed. They're like busing these people into the playground. It's really a sad time. It's really a sad time. But before we get into that, I want to play a video clip that I have for you. And this is of course the politicians up on the hill, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell and a whole lot of them, all talking about the stimulus plan or the whole COVID relief bill, right? Them trying to act like they're helping the American people. Come to find out from going out there looking a little bit, it was a report I just saw out there where it talked about only 6% of the money that they're putting into this bill only goes to COVID, to help out for COVID. But they're calling it a COVID bill, to my understanding, right? You know, it's all about COVID. That's the reason why they're doing this. But all that money that they're throwing into it, only 6% of it goes to COVID, whatever it is COVID related. That's my understanding. The rest of the money, who knows? This is the Democrats taking money out of us, squeezing it out of the American people, and probably sending it overseas, sending it to other programs that going to do nothing but bring down America. It's all embezzlement, if you ask me. You know, they're funneling money. That's all they're doing. They're funneling money and saying it's the law because we can do it because they are the lawmakers. Now, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is on here complaining about the Republicans and these same Republicans that just put him in the position of the majority of the Senate. And now he's complaining about him, right? He's complaining about him, even though they put him there because they're not, I guess they're not just voting over, giving him exactly what they want. And you know, the only reason why the Republicans are doing this, trying to act like they're fighting with the Democrats, is because they want us to believe that they're fighting for the American people, that they're not just going to put stuff out there and just let it run rampant, let it just happen. That's the whole point here. That's the whole idea. They want us to believe that they're literally trying to fight for us. But listen to what Mitch McConnell says here.
Joined by our
not Mitch McConnell, but Chuckie Ducky Schumer.
Great whip, Senator Richard J. Durbin. Now, we just finished a very good virtual discussion in our caucus, and the Senate is working boldly and quickly to respond to the COVID crisis, deliver help to Americans who need it the most. Everywhere we go in our states, people are saying, get the bill passed. A majority of Republican citizens are for the bill. The only people.
So let's get this straight. So everyone that's watching right now, and you consider yourself a Republican, are you for this bill? I mean, did Chuck Schumer have a conversation with you? Did you do a poll for him to get this information? I'm subject to believe that he's straight up lying to everybody. Listen.
A majority of Republican citizens are for the bill. The only people who don't seem to be for the bill are Republican senators here in Washington. But we are on track to get this bill done and get it on the president's desk before the expiration of the enhanced unemployment benefits, which is March 14th, we're going to meet that deadline. And it's going to be a robust, strong bill, just as we asked for. Not exactly the same, but very close to the bill that President Biden proposed.
A robust bill. A robust bill that's going to take squeeze money, like I said, out of the American people and go to something completely that's not even relevant to anything. Another way for them to just tear down the nation, to tear it up. That's exactly what's happening here. I see it. Everyone sees it. But again, how many of you Republicans are siding with Chuckie Ducky Schumer? I mean, seriously. I mean, I would imagine that there are a few Republicans out there because of what the Republicans have been doing. The Republicans have been siding with these Democrats constantly. Constantly, we've been seeing it. And like I said, you have Mitch McConnell and these other Democrats, some of these other Republicans, all acting like they're fighting for the American people now. All of a sudden, we're supposed to believe like they're standing up to Democrats all of a sudden. But I want to play something for you from Mitch McConnell, because he's talking about Chuckie Ducky Schumer and the Democrats about this bill. And I want you to listen to what he says here, because what he says here is exactly what proves what I've been saying. You remember before this, right before the 20th got here, January 20th. And I kept saying, the Republicans, without me being there, the Republicans had these backroom deals with Democrats so that way they can get their party back, because they believe that Republicans believe that removing President Trump and bringing Biden in, well, that would have someone who is like in the middle of the road, would work with both sides of the party because he's been in politics for all of these years. The Republicans were led to believe that Joe Biden was going to work with them and they're all going to bring the country back together and we're going to do the right thing. And like I said, the Republicans wanted to remove President Trump so they can get their party back. That's all this is. That's all this is. And this video that I'm getting ready to play for you proves that very thing. I've been saying it constantly that the Republicans made a backroom deal with the Democrats before this election. Listen to this. Listen.
Obviously, the Democrats have continued to try to move ahead with a partisan COVID package. You know the history, but it's worth recounting that every COVID package we passed last year. We did on a bipartisan basis. There was almost no opposition to most of those bills. And I was hoping the new administration, particularly given the president discussing so frequently being a moderate.
You see that? He's saying Joe Biden was saying so much that he was going to be a moderate. And he was thinking that the Democrats are going to work with him and, you know, give the Republicans, give them a little bit what they want. These Republicans are done. They're done. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, they you know what? They have ran their course because they have helped the Democrats run this nation into the ground. And then he's really, truly believing that the Democrats are going to work with him now. I'm willing to bet, and I've said it, these next 2 years, they're going to remove so many of these Republicans out of the way, like Mitch McConnell, because see, even though Mitch McConnell's there trying to act like he's fighting for the American people, which he's not, he already gave away the nation to the Democrats, to these socialists, already gave it away to him. So now we're supposed to believe that he's fighting for us, and he's like, he's confused about what they're supposed to be doing with him, helping him, working with him.
He would choose to take a different path, particularly when you look at the numbers.
Let me take that back a little bit again.
The new administration, particularly given the president discussing so frequently being a moderate, would choose to take a different path.
They said to choose to take a different path other than the path, that backroom deal that they made. That's exactly what this is. You can see it clear as day. I kept saying that I'm willing to bet that they made a deal to remove President Trump so they can get their party back. And now he's complaining because they're taking a different path other than the deal that they took behind closed doors. And he can't come out and say that they made a deal. He can't say it. He doesn't have to. I'm saying it for him. I know they did. That's the only reason why they would fold over, bend over, and grab their ankles for these Democrats, because they wanted to get their party back and take it back from President Trump, which President Trump was giving them a backbone. If they would have just stuck with President Trump, Mitch McConnell wouldn't be talking about, the deal change. The deal change.
Particularly when you look at the numbers, a 50-50 Senate, a narrow majority in the House. I would think, looking at that, your conclusion would be maybe we ought to start on a bipartisan basis. But alas, that is not the case. As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president.
So what did he expect? You make a deal with the devil, then you think the devil's going to hold up their end of the deal? I mean, seriously, that's exactly what he did. They made a deal with the devils, the Democrats. And now he's expecting them to hold up the end of the deal. He's an idiot. What is going through the minds of these people? It's like they're so disconnected from reality and from what's actually going on. They really believe that removing President Trump was the best option. And this is what's happening now. And now he's trying to understand. He doesn't understand how it's not working out. The country would have been 100%, 1,000 times better off. And he knows it. Under President Trump, but they did it because they want to take their party back. You see how disgusting that is. The GOP did this to President Trump because they want to take their party back. That's all that is.
And talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture. It also includes a number of things that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief. And so it will be controversial.
But it's too late. It's too late. Now, the Senate, they can still stop it, but he's in there talking about it, you know, trying to act like they're probably going to stop it because they're not getting those deals that they were expecting to get by removing President Trump. That's all this is. So they're waiting for the Democrats to lean a little bit and give them a little bit what they want, and then they'll probably get this bill passed. It's talking about politics, right? Talking about playing politics. It's ridiculous. Now, let's get on to this whole socialist utopia. This socialist utopia is such a disgusting thing. It is so disgusting. 100% disgusting. Please hit the like button for me. Hit the like button for me. Let me see. Please hit the like button for me. For some reason, my system here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it says 252 likes. Please hit the like button for me. Hit the like button. Help me get past the algorithms. Hit the like button for me. And again, copy the link to this video and text it to somebody, because what I'm about to show you right now concerns every last one of us. Not that what I just showed you doesn't concern all of us, but what I'm about to show you concerns your children more than it does us. And it's not about people living a certain lifestyle. This is about our children. If the law enforcement in the country is not fighting for the children, then who is? Who's going to? Who's going to? They're going fast track to indoctrinate our children. So by the time the children become adults, they won't see nothing different because they won't know anything different. I mean, imagine when I was born, most of us here, when we were born, if not all of us, there was airplanes in the sky. So when we look up and we see an airplane in the sky, we think nothing of it because it's always been like that. We think nothing of it. Oh, look at the airplane. It's still cool, but you know, it's an airplane in the sky. We think nothing of it. We see all these vehicles on the road. We think nothing of it because we were born into a world where all these vehicles were on the road. Airplanes in the sky. Space station in space. The internet, the way it is, mobile devices, most of us now are being born into that. So if they get the children and indoctrinate the children at a young age, coming out the womb, indoctrinate the children, and then guess what? When they become adults, young adults, they will not know anything different. They will say it was always been this way. And then when they end up starting rewriting the history, they're going to remove the history of the past, and then they will most definitely outlaw, and I think it's going to happen before then, but they're going to outlaw Christianity. They're going to outlaw the Bible. That's what it's all headed to. This whole thing that what we're seeing is, you can say it's political, and then you get some people say, don't bring religion into politics. Why not? Tell me why not? There is no separation because I vote based on my beliefs. So there is no separation. Maybe a separation for you. Hey, if you want to keep it separated, then you go do your thing. But don't tell me that I have to keep politics and religion separated because there's no separation. I'm not going to be naive to the fact. You can be naive all you want. And you know what I'm talking about, the trolls. You can be naive all you want, but I'm not going to allow you to dictate the way I'm supposed to think and the way I'm supposed to believe. That's part of being a free American. Now, when it comes to our children, and they're telling these children that you can take pills. Okay, look, check it out. They want the parents to connect with their physicians and the pediatric care, and they want to start pumping drugs into children as young as possible so then that way they can change the natural course of the human being, the human body, the child going through puberty. They want to change that. And then on top of that, you know how serious this thing is? This demonic administration is actually just put someone or attempting to put someone in position, the HHS, to control our children and the mindset. You don't believe me? I mean, seriously, this is like beyond what people have been really thinking about happening. And if you sit there and still don't think that we're living in biblical times and the end times, then you're really sleeping. Now, granted, this stuff has been happening in the past, but nothing to this scale, nothing where it's worldwide. And the whole thing about the abortion, you know, the United States of America is pouring money millions and millions of dollars out into other nations to increase their abortions on the planet. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It's such a demonic thing. Now, listen to what he says. See, I'm not going to play along. This is a man that's dressing up like a woman. I'm not attacking him. He's dressing up like this. That's his thing. I can care less how he's dressing up. Just don't force me to play along. I don't have to. See, that's the part about being free. He has every freedom to dress up this way and act and play out whatever it is you want to do, but you can't force me to play along. That's all I'm saying. So I can care less about it. But the issue here is what he is saying about the children. Listen.
The gender they were identified at birth, so they might present as the other gender, and they might be more gender fluid. But you kind of let the child kind of with counseling and with the family kind of determine how they present, but there's no medical treatment.
So the child, I mean, seriously, they're talking about children, you know, just coming out, being born. And they're saying that if I'm not mistaken, in California, they're talking about now on the birth certificate that the doctor can't even put male or female. They're going to leave it open until the age of 4. And then they're going to ask the child, how do you feel? I mean, come on, people. What time do you think we're living in? What time is it? What time do you think it is?
So at the start of puberty, so if they fulfill all the criteria with pubertal stage 2, which means you're just starting puberty, and everyone's on board. So the parents are on board, the therapist is on board, the physician's on board, and obviously the patient's on board. Then you can do this protocol.
How is the child going to be on board? The child has no idea. Tell me someone going through puberty. Are you kidding me? How many of y'all remember going through puberty? I mean, seriously, it's already difficult enough, right, for the human being to go through different emotions about their self, about their body. And now they're getting ready to hit them with a psychological aspect of it all to just really blow their minds, to really confuse these children. It's just like I said, they're going to indoctrinate the children at an early age so when they become older, it will be natural. And this is Satan working.
So the protocol developed in the Netherlands has 2 phases. The first phase at the young adolescent age is to give what are called a pubertal blocker.
They're going to block. They're going to block puberty. See, puberty is a natural thing that we all go through. And now they're bringing up drugs to block that. Do you know? I mean, seriously. It's already enough for children to grow up and have to deal with all of these social media bullies and all these other aspects of life. And now they're getting ready to throw this on them. What happened to just letting kids be kids? What happened to letting people learn and find out who they are? What happened to that?
Pubertal blocker, to give a medicine to block the progression of puberty so you don't go through the wrong puberty.
So you don't go through the wrong puberty? Are you kidding me? So you don't go through so who gets to determine which puberty you should go through? Come on, people. What am I showing you here? Is this not insane? Come on. I mean, seriously. It has nothing to do about how he's dressing here. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about what he's pushing onto our children. And then these parents, the physicians, and then they're talking about the patient needs to be on board. Seriously? Seriously, what are they doing? You know what? It's the parents that will indoctrinate the children to believe this sickness.
And then to continue some counseling. And then somewhere between 14 and 16 years of age to start slowly cross-gender hormones.
Is it just me, or does anyone else see a problem with this? I'm serious. Is it just me? Maybe I'm the only one seeing a problem with this. I just don't get it.
Again, they have to go through puberty. Puberty doesn't happen. It's going to take years. So you start low doses, you gradually increase, so that they never go through the wrong puberty. That way, for a transgender woman, male to female, they don't, their voice doesn't drop, they don't have hair, they don't have to have electrolysis. For a transgender man, they don't have breast development that will need surgery, they don't have periods, etc. So you block puberty, and then you can, with the appropriate time, send them through the puberty consistent with their gender identity. Does that make sense?
Okay. No, not at all. Not at all. The only thing that makes sense here is that these, you're sick. Now, imagine, like I was saying earlier when the broadcast started, please hit the like button. Please hit the like button. When the broadcast first started, I mentioned earlier, imagine if he showed up to the playground 20 years ago, wanting to play with the kids. I mean, come on now. What has changed since then to now? If this man showed up dressed up like this at the playground, wanting to play with little boys, what would you, I mean, seriously, would they call the cops? Would they have called the cops? Yeah, of course they would have. Rightfully so. But see, we live in a day and age where that no longer matters. We live in a day and age where that's okay. Them trying to indoctrinate the children is okay. They even, you know, y'all seen the videos and the clips and the memes where they have these dragon queens at these public libraries. There's a public library in LA, to my understanding, that they named after Michelle Obama. And they had this dragon queen in there, and the parents took their children to this thing, and they had the children sit on the laps of these dragon queens, and they look straight up, got demonic horns, everything. Am I missing something? Do you recognize what's happening here? And like I said, I could care less if a grown man wants to get dressed up or whatever, just leave the children out of it. Has nothing to do with the children. If it has nothing to do with the children, seriously, I only care when you start doing this to children. And don't give me talking about, well, it's not your child. These children that they're indoctrinating are going to affect all of us later on. That's the generation that's going to end up being running the country. So it is a problem. It is a problem. And it's all going to lead to them trying to destroy the Bible, going after Christians. That's what all this is about. All of this is about that. This is the hour. And the whole socialist utopia is to bring in and to bring in everything demonic and remove everything of God. That's what this is about. And like I said, you know, they always try to make it to where, you know, well, you're judging. I'm pretty sure someone in there saying that right now. You're judging. How am I judging them? Because I don't agree with their lifestyle. I don't have to agree. That don't mean I'm judging them. You don't have to agree with my lifestyle, and I don't consider you judging me. You just don't agree with my lifestyle. That's all that is. Like, you can have a football team or a basketball team. I don't like that football team. I like that basketball team. Does that mean you're judging them? No, it's not. It just means you don't agree with them. Or seriously. But see, they take everything when you disagree with them, and they take it as judgment. They take it all as judgment. And see, they do that. They try to say that to get you to stop talking about it. Listen to this.
I feel that I must personally respond to the multiple incidents of LGBTQ harassment and specifically transphobia directed at me.
Okay, so I never attack anyone or, go up to their face and talk about their sexual lifestyle. I never do that. Like I said, I'm always making it clear that, hey, if you're grown, you want to do your thing, go do your thing. I don't agree with it, but, you know, go do your thing. I don't have to agree with it. So they're taking that as an attack. I'm telling you, they're taking God's word as an attack.
That have been reported in the press. I would first like to sincerely thank Governor Wolf for his continued support and for his comments last week. The LGBTQ community has made so much progress under Governor Wolf and his leadership during his time in office. But I want to emphasize that while these individuals may think that they are only expressing their displeasure with me, they are, in fact, hurting the thousands of LGBTQ Pennsylvanians who suffer directly from these current demonstrations of harassment.
So exactly what is harassment? What is harassment? Or is he receiving death threats? More likely not. I wouldn't believe it. Is he receiving threats that someone's going to come and beat him up? More likely not. So the threats that they're talking about is someone simply not agreeing with their lifestyle. The threats that they're talking about is saying that you should not be able to indoctrinate children. And Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of them put this dude on the top of the chain to encourage children to have sex change. This is like Rome. This is such a demonic thing that's happening here. And see, they're still going to take it, even though I'm sitting there constantly saying that, hey, if he wants to dress up like this, by all means, you'll do your thing. They're going to take it that, oh, listen to him. He's judging. He's being judgmental. He's talking bad about people living a lifestyle. And I'm not. I can care less. Leave the children out of it.
Your actions perpetuate the spirit of intolerance and discrimination against LGBTQ individuals.
What is that spirit exactly? What is that spirit that he is talking about? The spirit that he's talking about is a demonic spirit. That's exactly, I'm telling you.
And specifically, transgender individuals. It is only 1 month ago that the Supreme Court prohibited discrimination in the workplace due to sexual orientation and gender identity. But LGBTQ individuals can still be denied housing and public accommodations in most places in Pennsylvania.
Seriously? I'm just kind of curious, exactly how does that play out? How does that play out? I mean, because think about it. And I've gave this analogy before. You have a baseball team. And you have, there's four males, one's white, one's black, one Asian's, one Hispanic, okay? And they're on a baseball team. They have on baseball uniform. And they go into a restaurant, and each one of them sit down and order something. Which one is gay? Is it the white guy, the black guy, the Asian guy, the Hispanic? You don't know unless they start bouncing around. So if you want to go live somewhere, why do you have to tell someone who you want to sleep with as a preference of who you are? Why does that define you? Who I sleep with does not define who I am. Why does that define you? I don't understand that. And again, I'm not bashing people to live in the lifestyle. I just don't understand why you're trying to make the way you, who you lay down with, define who you are. That has nothing to do with it.
That do not have local non-discrimination ordinances. In addition, the most vulnerable among us continue to suffer.
Children? Yeah, children? The unborn child? They continue to suffer by the millions. Do you think he that is filled with this demonic spirit is talking about that? Not likely.
Including LGBTQ individuals of color, LGBTQ youth, LGBTQ seniors, and LGBTQ immigrants.
You know what? The only reason why this dude is even getting any kind of communication about is because this demonic administration put this dude in a position to make it to where they can butcher our children, where they can, I mean, it's straight up pedophilia. That's exactly what we're seeing here. Straight up pedophilia. And they're saying this is natural, and they're saying it's the law because they are pushing it onto our children. Now, I don't know about you, but if we don't fight for the children because I mean, like I said, 20 years ago, if he showed up to the playgrounds, they would call the cops. Now they say, okay, don't even have to go to the playground any longer. We'll just put him in a position to where they just bring the kids to him. It's almost like getting a vampire, hiring a vampire to work in the blood bank. The vampire doesn't have to go out any longer. They just bring the blood to him. The people just come to the vampire. That's the exact same thing. So for this is an actual person targeting children. And I wonder how many people are upset because I don't agree with the lifestyle. Really? Why are you upset because I don't agree with it? I'm not upset because you agree with it. How, you know what? I think it's probably real offensive and really hateful of you because you do agree with it. Can I say that? Huh? Because I'm willing to bet you're trying to say that I'm being hateful. How am I being hateful because I don't agree with it? I don't agree with the smell of chitlins. I don't eat chitlins. There's a lot of people that do eat chitlins. But because I don't agree with the smell of chitlins, I don't eat them. I'm not telling people not to eat them. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you not to eat them. But I'm telling you, I don't agree with the smell of them, so I don't eat them. I don't even want to try them. Some people say it's real good. Some people say the lifestyle is real good. I don't agree with it. Hey, if you want to eat them, if you want to eat chitlins, by all means, eat the chitlins. Do you understand what I'm saying? It all comes down to what's in this book. Right here. What's in this book terrifies the left. It terrifies them to no end. They want to change everything. If we, I would not be surprised if they get to the point at some within the next 2 years. I would not be surprised within the next 2 years, within these 2 years, that they outlaw this book. It would not surprise me one bit. Because these people, they hate the truth. They hate God. Because of what's in this book, they will hate us. See, I'll follow what this book says. Everything that I'm sitting there talking about, I'm not making it up. And they get mad at me, send me hateful messages because I believe the words in this book. Now, what do you really think is going to happen here, people? Because some people still don't understand. Some people still don't recognize exactly the situation that we're in. Some people still don't get it. We look back and we see the history. We look at the back at the history books and we see that different countries just lost everything, right? We saw different countries just go down the hill, down the drain. They lost their freedoms. And many of us today keep saying that would never happen in America. I remember before the election came, people kept saying this, it would never happen, Will. You need to stop saying it. Stop saying it, it'll never happen. And look how it just roll on out. It roll on out. And guess what? Here it is. A lot of the stuff people used to call me about before this election even happened, and I was saying it was going to happen, people called me saying, you know, Will, We know it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We have this to look forward to. We have this to look forward to. And then they end up pushing the goalpost because what they say is going to happen didn't happen. So they end up pushing the goalpost for something else. We just need to recognize the situation for our children. If you don't stand up now for your children, then later on, they're going to look back at you and say, well, if you knew this was bad, why didn't you say something? If you knew this was bad, why didn't you do anything? And my biggest fear, my biggest thing is me standing before God and not saying something. Now, I could, you know what? I do the videos. I try to do everything I can. And my efforts might just, you know, what I'm saying might just fall on deaf ears and may not even make it a hill of beans. But I can at least say, Lord, I tried. And then I keep thinking, I said, well, and God look at me and said, well, you know what? There was still more you could have done. So I keep thinking that there's more that I need to do. That's why I can't give up. I can't stop. Because it's about our freedoms. And they're going to end up taking them away. Let me say thank you to White Jones. Thank you so much. As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of man be. You know what? That's exactly what it is. It's the exact same thing. History is repeating itself. And people were thinking that this beautiful book, some people just look at it as like a book of stories. And a lot of people think because it was written so long ago that it doesn't apply to us today. Some people think because in the Bible, and I hear this all the time, and someone even put a comment about one of the memes, because sometimes I use the Bible app, and I love the Bible app, and actually people send me friend requests on the Bible app, and we can even actually communicate a little bit on there if we want to. But on the Bible app, I'm reading the Bible, and I take quotes from the Bible, and I'm seeing and how it applies to us today, and I'll put them out on social media. And people, and I've seen this years ago too, and I've heard this years ago, but I take the meme and I, you know, take a quote from the Bible, create a meme and put it on social media. And then people go, well, we need to see who they're talking about. See, the problem is the people with that mindset, they believe that the Bible is an out of date document. They believe the Bible only pertained to the people in those days and it's not relevant to us today. When that is a total lie. If that was the case, we wouldn't have Revelation. Seriously, if that was the case, God's word would have been gone a long time ago. This pertains to us today. And what we're seeing take place is biblical because we have the blueprint. We have God's plans. And God is not hiding it from us. We just have to know it and we have to recognize it and grab it. Grab it. Mimi, thank you so much. Ron, thank you so much. Dante, thank you. Will, thank you for telling the truth. Now this subject about man pushing his agenda is so wrong. I have a PhD in the subject because I lived it. Yeah. Actually, I was going to bring that young man on with me earlier, but we ran into some complications. I'm going to have him come on with me. If you're still watching, I'm going to have you come on with me when I come back from CPAC. So I am going to CPAC. I got the ticket that was available. Of course, I couldn't afford that $7,000 ticket, and they had one that was $15,000 VIP ticket. And to my understanding, President Trump is going to be there. And did y'all see, I couldn't find the clip earlier, but I was actually watching it where this press secretary was asked a question about President Trump showing up to CPAC. Are they concerned? And she goes, Psaki said, oh, no, we're not concerned. We're not concerned. We just have to see what he has to say. Of course they're concerned. But to my understanding, what's been relayed to me, the CPAC has rejected some members in the Republican Party that stood up for President Trump. I requested a press pass for CPAC, and they didn't let me have one. And I put that on there where President Trump, there was an article on my website, posted on social media, and I put a comment there saying that I want to request a press pass for going to CPAC. And people going in and say, Will, don't take it personal. I'm not taking it personal. The problem that I have is that CPAC is supposed to be Republicans, those of us on the right coming together, having mutual conversations with one another, talking about different things and making connections to make a positive change in the nation, right? Or am I getting it wrong? That's my impression, right? So they rejected people who stood up for President Trump at CPAC. And not only that, about me asking for the press pass, are they going to allow liberal media outlets to have a press pass? And the reason why, see, that's when I have a problem, because you have those of us on the right that request a press pass that they said that they could do it because of the limitations of COVID. My problem that I have is that every liberal media outlet that's there should have been put on the back burner until they get all of us on the right that's requesting a press pass to get theirs first. And then the liberal media, if there are any positions left, then they can get one. I don't have a problem with them showing up because they're going to lie regardless. But everyone that's on the right that requests a press pass should be able to get one before the liberal media. Am I wrong in that? Or is it because I don't have the same status as the Communist News Network? The reason why they would probably get one, or MSDNC, or these other liberal media outlets. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, it's not a personal thing. It's a problem because you still have the GOP still bending over to the Democrats. And see, I want to ask the tough questions. I want to ask the tough question. Now, for the most part, if I can't get in there with my microphone, I would just hold my phone up and ask questions that way. I'm going to ask any of these politicians that I see these tough questions. And if they don't want to answer the questions, I'm gonna make sure that they hear me. So you're acting just like the Democrats want you to act. You're not answering the tough questions. You're running away because you don't want them to know that you don't want everyone else to know that you are a weak and in need Republican. I'm gonna ask the tough questions. Answer these questions. I want to ask the questions you and I want to know. I don't want to hear these same softball questions that the liberal media and even Fox News throw out there, and even partially with Newsmax. I don't want to hear the softball questions. I want to hear the questions like, here's the actual issues that need to be addressed. How come y'all didn't do anything when you know the Constitution was getting violated? I want to know that. How many of y'all want to know that? How many want to know that? We know that they were violating the Constitution. You sitting have a position in politics. Have you done anything? Have you addressed it? Anything? Have you started communications about it? Why didn't you do anything? I want to ask that question. And on top of that, I want to ask another question like, why didn't you stand up for President Trump when you're supposed to? Did you have backdoor deals with the Democrats so that way you can get your party back? See, I got beautiful questions that we should be able to hear from these people. But I got a suspicion that this might be and I've never been to CPAC before, but I have a strong suspicion if I go in here and start asking these tough questions, not cursing, mind you, not yelling, not trying to be, you know, in a physical confrontation, none of that. Just asking the tough questions. If I go in here, I got a suspicion, like I said, This is the first CPAC that I've gone to, but I got suspicion this might be the very last one. They might not let me come back because I'm going to ask tough questions. People sponsored me to go to CPAC to ask these questions because I'm sick and tired of the media not asking. How many of you want to know? Right? How many of you want to know? I know that I do. And I'm just an average American, just like everybody else, and we all want to know these questions. Okay. I'm not going to take phone calls tonight because I got to pack because I'm flying out tomorrow. But let me say thank you to everyone who's been sponsoring the broadcast, and thank you to everyone for all the wonderful donations. And thank you for sponsoring me to get to CPAC. It's just what's happening to our nation. It's like almost the point of no return. And I say this too. I can't tell you how many women, more than men, are ready to fight. See, I'm hearing a lot of these men on here. A lot of these men, you know, they're just becoming complacent. And it's really interesting. You got strong women that's willing to stand up for this country, for the freedom. And you got a lot of these men. And you know who I'm talking about. A lot of these men don't want to, you know, just give the Democrats what they want. It's almost like these Republicans becoming cis boys themselves. Oh, just give them what they want. Give them what they want. Oh, calm down, Will. Calm down. Calm down, Will. Don't ask the tough questions. Don't worry about it, Will. Don't ask these tough questions. We don't need to know about that. We don't need to know about what the Democrats are going to do to the country. Just let them go. We want unity. Just calm down, Will. It's okay. But the women, they're like, no, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. And you got these men on the side. They were like, oh, you know, I just don't know. Not all of them, but there's a few of them. There's a few of them. You know who you are? Scared to speak up, scared to say something, but the women are a lot stronger than you. And they're not even feminists. They're just American women that love this country. But geez, there's some of you men out there that's like, oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And if you don't like me asking the tough questions, then you're part of the problem. You're just like the Democrats. You are a Democrat, a closet Democrat. Rhino. All right, with that said, hey, everybody, I will, if I can, I most definitely will go live from CPAC if I can. But if I can't, I will record as much as I can and upload it so you will see it. All right, thank you, everyone. God bless. See you next time.
There is power in one name that is above all names. On this one name, all things can be done. No other name has brought so much joy and so much comfort to the world. Only one name has power over the heavens and the earth. You can call on this one name, and all of the angels will hear you. Every knee will be on the ground for the one with this name. The one with this name paid the ultimate price for us all. The one with this name is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the King of Kings. The one with this name, Jesus.
I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to it, share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.